Welcome to the Birds and the Bees and the Bills, where we will be talking about how and why millennials face so much scrutiny on all aspects of their lives. Today I have with me Sydney Rich. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
She's a business management major at Pierce College, and I chose to have her with us here today because my show focuses on the millennial generation, and Sydney actually falls right under that category. So she's part of the new generation, which is Generation Z. And I'm going to let her know like all the stereotypes and all the statistics about millennials and see how our generation differs from her new generation. So are you excited to be here?
Yeah, I'm excited.
So many of us have heard the statistics about more millennials living with their parents still, how they're not getting married, not buying houses, and I'm sure you've heard of all these stereotypes.
Yeah.
Is there any one stereotype that sticks out to you the most?
I don't know. I feel like they all kind of stick out, but it's like it makes sense, like why millennials aren't buying houses or like not having kids. Like we have stuff to do. Like,
And according to older generations, it's apparently our own fault for getting either the wrong degree, spending more money than we make, or prioritizing the wrong things. Have you ever been told anything like that by someone older than you or your parents?
Oh, yeah. I've definitely heard, like, oh, like, you're not really prioritizing your money or not, like, my money and then even how I spend my time, too. Because I feel like with my parents, they kind of, even, they probably, like, reflect back on how they spent their time or their money and stuff. But it's like what I said before, like, things are, is different now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not really, like, working 24/7. I'm, like, at school, I have my education, and then I'm working, or, you know, like, I don't really need to focus on just strictly work, maybe like my parents did.
So do you think it's, we shouldn't blame ourselves, that we should maybe blame society for thinking the way they do about us?
Yeah, most definitely. Well, let me not say most definitely, but I feel like society does play a role because it's a lot of expectations too that society like has on us to an extent where it's like we're supposed to like handle things a certain way or like carry ourselves a certain way, but it's like we're different from the past generations. Like we're not really so much, how can I say it? We're not like, I don't want to say, like, passive, because we're not, but it's, like, we're very progressive.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be, like, a better word for it.
And why do you think they're so harsh and so, like, on it? Like, you guys need to do this, you guys need to do that. Like, do you think that their generation was pushed like that, too, or you think it's more focused on them saying these things to our generations?
I think it's, like, half and half. I feel like, because even I could use myself as an example, too, like, with my dad. He'll be like, oh, like, you know, I don't need to drive you here because you could take the bus. And, you know, back when I was your age and when I was a kid, my dad made me take the bus all the time. So that, like, built my character. But it's, like, it's not really so much building character. It's like, you could take me. Like,
yeah.
So it's stuff like that, like, it's kind of how they were brought up, and it's like, you know, like, it made me who I am, and I want you to have, like, that same character, but at the same time, you don't have to do all that, or even with, like, having kids and, like, buying houses and stuff, like, it'll come when it comes.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I feel, like, it doesn't need to happen immediately. And then things are just, it's set up different now, like, with the whole, the presidency and, like, the way the economy is and how things are more expensive now and all that.
I like that you brought up, like, the economy because, of course, like, I don't know if you have social media, but a lot of people in your generation, my generation, they're always complaining, like, oh, like, I don't have money. Like, I'm always working. I don't have money. I feel like, well, one of the stereotypes actually is that millennials spend the money on the wrong things, that like we can't manage our money right and stuff like that. And then it leads to stress. statistically, millennials experience more stress, and it is said that they're not so good at managing it. So do you think that, why do you think parents have expectations, like, based on, like, oh, like, I, like you said, like, you were like, oh, like, they're saying, like, we're not buying houses because of the economy. Like, what do you think they want us to do differently?
What do I think that they want us to do differently? Probably, like, maybe be, like, more, what's the word? Like, just save the money more and stuff. But even still, like, I could use myself as an example, too, because I personally, I work and I save, like, at least half my paycheck. So probably, like, a good $100, you know, $200 mm-hmm. or whatever. And I'll save it and I don't touch it. And even then, my mom will be like, oh, like, you need to save money, like, you're buying all this stuff. But it's like, I'll give myself money to spend, like, I'll put myself on a budget. I feel like that's what a lot of people do, because it's not like we're just, like unwillingly, like, not really not spending, but, like, you know, like, we're not being, like, I'm, like, at a loss.
Like, it's okay. I get what you're saying.
But it's, like, we're not purposely, you know, misusing the money and stuff. Like, we are saving it and stuff, but I think they just see kind of the things that we do with the money that we have left over. And they're like, oh, like, you're not doing anything. Whereas probably with them, they, you know, we're saving, like,
we're
every
saving
little
money.
Dime and everything. But it's, like, we're... You have to do, like, a little at a time. You can't really just save the whole thing, because then there's bills and stuff like that, or, you know, other little things.
I think it ties into, like you said, the economy, how in their time everything was, like, way cheaper. Like, you could buy a house with what you pay for rent in a year here.
Yeah, exactly. And then even here, like, rent's, like, expensive. Like,
it's really
crazy
expensive.
Like, it makes no sense. And then even, too, because I'm planning on, like, moving out and stuff, and I'm trying to, like, find, you know, little apartments and stuff, and I'm like, oh, my God, I need to hurry up and save up at least, like, $5,000 so I can have, like, 2 months' worth of rent or something. Like, it's crazy.
It is crazy, because I was actually talking to a millennial parent last week, and she was telling me, like, oh, yeah, like, I think that... kids don't save their money, because when she moved out, which was like 30 years ago, she said, she was like, yeah, I had money saved up for the whole year, and like, people in your age don't even have money for like 1 month of rent. Like, how, like, where are they spending their money? But they don't see that it's not the same anymore.
Yeah.
And it ties into like real estate. Like, the first statistic that I had told you, that millennials aren't buying houses, it's because of the economy.
Yeah.
And older generations don't see that. They're like, oh, well, I had a house at your age. But it's like, I can't even take care of myself right now. How,
like,
am I going to
so
buy a
different.
House? And, like, who am I going to buy a house with, too?
Yeah.
Like, the generation before us, they would get married way younger. I don't know if you noticed that, too.
Mm-hmm.
They would get married, you know, start a family and everything. But life was different back then. Do you ever feel, has anyone ever told you, like, oh, like, when are you going to get married? Or when are you going to have kids?
Well, not so much, like, when are you going to get married, or, like, when are you going to have kids, but I always get, like, oh, when are you going to bring someone home? Like, when are you going to, like, bring a boy home or something? Like, you know, like, have a little boyfriend. But it's, like, I'm not focused on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that's probably how a lot of other people in my generation and stuff feel too. It's like, we have stuff that we need to get done, and I feel like that's kind of like a trend that I see in my generation too. Like, even when I go on social media or I talk to my friends, like, the first things that we'll really talk about is like the goals that we have, the things that we're trying to accomplish. Like, even like with my friends, we're like, oh, like, you know, I want to hurry up and get my degree and then save up money, move out, like, get my own place, do all this. And then we're like, oh, yeah, like, find a little boyfriend or whatever, you know?
And then in the future, yeah.
Yeah, have kids and everything. That's not really something that's, it's not, like, on the front of our minds.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like maybe back then it was because, again, the times were different. Like, money was different back then, too. Like, my parents probably could afford to, like, raise a child back then. Like, everything is so expensive now. It's
yeah, no, it for sure is. And I like the fact that you brought up that you and your friends, which I'm sure you guys are around the same age, you guys are more focused on, like, education more than anything, which is kind of different to, like, the older generations that, like, you know, got married young, bought a house, had kids. Do you think it's more, it's part of that generation, like, everyone's saying, like, oh, we have to go to school first, we have to go to school first, and then we'll do the rest?
Mm-hmm. But then I feel like part of that is, like, with the parents, too, because a lot of our parents have pushed us, like, oh, I want you to do better than me and get an education.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, our parents are, you know, pushing us, like, you know, get this education, do that. But at the same time, they're like, oh, you still need to be like me and, you know, like, get a car, you know, like, buy or at least move out, when it's, like, education is expensive, too.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of it plays on money.
Yeah.
A lot of it. Like, a lot of the expectations are kind of focused around money. And it's a big, like, difference in, like, how money was kind of spent and how it was, like, the value of it then and now and stuff. Like, I feel like it's a big difference, and they realize it in a sense, but it's, like, it's not all the way there.
Yeah, you know? Because if you tie money with education, like, getting a degree 10, 20 years ago was, like, half the price of it now.
It's way cheaper. That's what I always hear, like, oh, like, when I went to college, or even with my grandma telling me going, like, back with the other, like, later generations and stuff, even my grandma would be like, oh, like, you know, you could go to college for, like, $300 and stuff, and I'm like, what, like,
$500? You're like, a book isn't
$300. Right, like, I wish. No.
Yeah. Like, and back then, I'm pretty sure classes were, like, not as full as they are now, which kind of, like, it makes it, you know how they're like, oh, it'll take 4 years for you to graduate, but in reality, like, it's a little longer than that now because of the impact of classes, because of, you know, you trying to, like, have a life and go to school.
Yeah.
Like, it's, do you feel like parents are like, oh, you should focus more on school instead of doing this? Do you ever hear that?
Mm-hmm. I hear it all the time, especially with, like, I hear it a lot, actually, especially, like, with my kind of career choice, too. I feel like with me kind of, like, being an artist and kind of gravitating towards that,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm more so focused on, like, meeting people and kind of that influence. But my parents are like, no, like, you need to focus on getting an education, but the education is only going to carry you so far. And I kind of feel like that, like, as a whole, too, that education will only take you so far. It's more so the people you know and, like, the people that you come across that really are going to help you in life, or, like, get you to where you want to be. Because I feel like everything now, degrees matter, but I feel like the people you know matter even more.
Yeah, of course. And then with, you said you're switching your major to art.
Mm-hmm.
Do your parents think, like, oh, you should be hitting the books? Like, because my major, you know, it's broadcasting. I'm always trying to interview people. I'm always trying to do something new. And what my parents tell me is, like, well, why aren't you studying? And I'm like, that's not my major. Like, me doing this, me going out and, like, interviewing people, it's basically studying for me. And they're like, well, you should focus, why don't you become a doctor? Why don't you do this? So it's like, it's those stereotypes that, like, a lot of millennials and younger generations are going for more, like, the art, especially with, like, a lot of younger generations are focusing on, like, social media and all that. Like, influencers are making a lot of money right now.
Yeah.
And sometimes older generations don't see that. They're like, well, why are you always on your phone? You've heard that before, yeah. I'm sure. And it's like, you know, you do your homework online. You could even do it from your phone nowadays. Mm. So do you think that the older generation, since they're not so much into all the social media, that they're not aware of, like, the way that education is now, that you can literally learn from your phone?
Yeah, most definitely. Because it's just the simple fact that it's, like, we were kind of born with, like, all this technology. Like, we were born knowing how to use computers, and then, like, we had iPhones, and we had, like, the iPods and all that. So it's, like, we, like, came into the world with, like, like an iPhone in our hand, almost. Like,
basically,
we
right?
knew how to use it. So, of course, we're going to, like, utilize that and then turn it into something positive, make a career out of it. That's really what everything is moving towards now, as opposed to, like, how our parents were and stuff. And everything, it was, like, by hand, or, like, you really had to, like, learn the craft. Not saying that we don't have to learn it now, because learning how to, like, be a social media influencer and stuff like that, that is not something that's just going to happen overnight, or you can't just make an Instagram account and be like, oh, yeah, like, you know, like, I'm an influencer, like, I'm yeah. doing all this. Like, it takes time, but it's a big difference how even before, like, they didn't really grow up with that, so it's like, they're not fully aware of all the, like, perks that come with it.
Do you think that they're kind of like, oh, if you don't do it my way, it's wrong?
Yeah.
That's basically what it is, too, yeah. right? Like, they have, parents have a lot of expectations on their generations, and a lot of millennials, and I'm sure your generation, kind of have a hard time saying no to them. Like, no, you're wrong. Of yeah. course, it's your parents. It's, you know, someone you look up to. So it's kind of like, no, I don't do... Or do you feel like younger generations kind of sometimes go towards the path that their parents kind of lay for them to try and see, like, oh, yeah, maybe they're right. Maybe I should do this differently.
Oh, I...
Mm-mm. No?
No, like, not at all. I feel like, if anything, we might kind of move down the path just so we don't have to, like, clash with them all the time. Because mm-hmm. that's kind of how I was. Like, I kind of moved down that path a little bit, like, for security for myself in that sense, too. But mostly because my mom was like, oh, like, what if it doesn't work out? Like, it's the whole, like, again, the starving artist kind of notation that is out there, that, you know, the past generations kind of grew up knowing, and it's like, it's different now because it's something that's so widespread and something that is, it's not really like taboo anymore. It's almost normal to, like, be creative or to have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's something where it's like we could speak out, you know, like we could speak on things and stuff. Whereas probably with our parents' generation, you know, you couldn't really say that much because it's like, oh, if I do, then, you know, I'll get fired or I'll get arrested and stuff. Yeah. Like, we have a lot more freedom.
They're more vocal.
Yeah. Like, we're a lot more vocal to say how we feel and what's, you know, like, what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the difference. And just to avoid that clash, we... we'll probably go down the path of our parents, but more, like, sooner than later, we're gonna be like, you know, if you don't like it, then you don't like it.
Yeah.
I have to do what I like. Like, I have to do what I want to do.
It's said that younger generations are kind of more narcissistic, like, saying that, like, I'm right. And which is true. You know, we all feel like we're right. Like, we're going to do it our way. It's different.
Yeah.
Especially, like, with, like, a current event like today, you know, voting and all that. Of course, there's, like, everywhere online you go and you see, like, go vote, go vote.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, it goes back to, like, parents being like, why are you always on your phone? Well, it's for a good cause. Like, you know, the younger generation's more aware
yeah.
of everything. And it's basically because of each other, you know, like, there's certain things that, like, let's say you want to look up a proposition or something, you could literally go on Twitter and be like, Proposition 10, and mm-hmm. a bunch of things will pop up. And nobody's scared to voice their opinion anymore, like you said. Like before, people would maybe hold back and be like, oh, no, I can't say that because someone will get offended. But now, like, younger generations don't really care if anyone gets offended. Do you think that's a good thing of, like, do you think that's a good trait of our generation or a bad thing?
I had a feeling we were going to talk about this, and I'm kind of happy we are. So, I feel like it's really good that we're so vocal and so opinionated, because who, like, what's a world where everyone thinks the same or everyone, you know, kind of has, like, the same opinion? I think it's really good that we're so opinionated in terms of that, but I feel like this whole, like, oh, I'm right and, like,
you're wrong.
Yeah, like, if you don't believe this, then you're wrong and you're a bad person. Like, I feel like that is something that kind of we need to stop doing, mm-hmm. because at the same, like I said before, it's really good that we're so opinionated and we have our own, well, not so much so opinionated, but we have our own views. But it's more so, like, being respectful, too. Like, even if, because you're never going to be able to change how someone feels. Mm-hmm. Like, if someone's, like, a Republican or something like that, you can't attack someone because
of the
you know,
way they think. Yeah,
yeah, because
of
how they think or things like that. Or even if someone is maybe going towards more, like, the extremes, if someone's kind of, like, racist or something like that. Like, you can't, you could be upset, but I feel like, how, like, even on social media and stuff, you see a lot of people, like, attacking them or, like, leaking their addresses and stuff like that. I feel like that's going towards the extreme where it's like, okay, you're doing all that, but that's not changing how they feel. Mm-hmm. Like, at the end of the day, they're still gonna feel how they feel. And if anything, you're probably just adding, like, more reason for them to feel that way.
Yeah.
So it's not helping, you know, to just have that, I'm right, you're wrong. Do what I say, like, it doesn't work like that.
So it's, like, good to voice your opinion, but not, like, push your opinion on somebody, right?
Yeah, like, be respectful of everyone's opinion. And even if it's something you don't agree with, you still, you could turn that into, like, a conversation. Maybe mm-hmm. get to know why they feel like that instead of just attacking someone like that. Like, get to understand what it is that made them feel like that or why they, you know, are the way they are.
Like, not be so close-minded, like, have an open mind. Like, I feel like younger generations, it's like, they say, like, oh, yeah, like, it's my opinion, but you're wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, we're open-minded, but we're open-minded to an extent.
Yeah.
Like, we're open-minded in terms of, like, okay, yeah, like, you know, you like that or that's, you know, how you feel. Okay, that's cool, but it's not right for you to feel like that.
Yeah.
Like, we're open-minded, where it's like, okay, like, we're accepting of a lot of things that are different, but things that are, like, we're accepting of things that are, like, different in a positive aspect, but things that are different in a negative aspect, we're, like, closed-minded. So it's kind of, like, hypocritical mm-hmm. at the same time, because it's like, you know, you're supporting it, but you're, like, just supporting, like, that other thing, too, like.
And especially with social media, right? It's easy to say something online.
Yeah.
And then, like, without there being a consequence, you know, because you can really make someone mad mm-hmm. on social media.
Like, they can't do anything. Like, you're just going to argue on social media. They're not going to come and, like, beat you up. So I feel like that a lot of people, it gives them power in terms of that, but it's not right.
So to wrap it up, what do you think the younger generations can better on in like general? Like, what is one thing you think that younger generations should better on or like should just focus on that you think?
Well, maybe you speaking for, like, my generation or even, like, my little sisters and things like that, I feel like we should kind of focus on, like how I was saying before, just being like super open-minded towards everyone. Because then, even then, once we get that, then that's when like the real change will happen. Like, that's when things really will start to be different and more progressive. We won't really be like, you know, oh, like, you know, they're over there, like, they're wrong and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, single them out and stuff. Like, just kind of, even if you don't agree with someone, just, you know, still be respectful.
Yeah. Respect them. Respect each other. Mm-hmm. You know, that way older generations won't have another thing to criticize us on, you know?
And then even from doing that, it'll show, like, probably towards our parents, too. Like, okay, like, that's maturity and stuff. And then they start to take us a little more seriously and then more respect for our, you know, arts and stuff, too. So,
yeah. hopefully next time I have you in, things will change in a couple years, hopefully, you know, because it'll take some time. This has been the Birds and the Bees and the Bills. My name is Arlina Rola. Thank you for being with us, Sydney Rich.
Thank you.
And you're listening to KPCRadio.com.